Sudan's government said today that it had appealed to diplomatic partner and investor China for help in resolving a protracted dispute over oil revenues with newly independent South Sudan. China buys about two-thirds of the oil from the two countries. The oil dispute has aggravated tensions along the border between the two nations. Thousands of refugees have packed camps in the border region. U.S. Congressman Frank Wolf recently visited a refugee camp in Yida, South Sudan, where thousands of people have fled to escape the fighting. He spoke to us about the experiences and needs of the refugees.
The conditions in the camp are relatively good. It's run by a group called Samaritan's Purse. There are a number of Westerners, about seven or eight Westerners, but most of the camp is run by the people from the Nuba Mountains who have crossed the border. The stories are pretty horrific that we were told. We interviewed a number of people that are in the camp, and they have all left the Nuba Mountains, where the Bashir government, the government of Khartoum, are bombing them with Antonov bombers. And we've heard gruesome stories about the number of people that have been killed. There's no food up in the area. We also heard of the use of rockets, Chinese-made rockets, some rockets that they claim can go up to 100 kilometers. So you have fairly sophisticated weapons being used by the Sudanese military, the Khartoum government, against civilians. Many of the people we spoke to felt this was a racial issue because they're all black, that the Khartoum government was going after them because of that. And lastly, as they cross the border, they're in this camp. They're hoping to get more food. They're hoping to get the ability to educate their children through the UN program, what they call school in a box. And they're looking for seed and implements, tools that they can plant and grow their own food. The rainy season comes probably in another month and a half or 2 months, and they want to get the crop in the ground before the rainy season. But overall, the Bashir government, Bashir, who is an indicted war criminal by the International Criminal Court, is doing horrific things to women and children, that until Bashir is removed and taken to The Hague, I think will really continue. And it's kind of interesting. The West has been relatively silent about this. As you recall, Milosevic, was head of Serbia, was brought to the court and stood trial. Mladic, the general, was also taken to the court. And Karadzic was also taken to the court for the atrocities done in the former Yugoslavia. Here you have Bashir, who did horrible things, probably as much as all three of those people combined, and the West does relatively nothing. In fact, as he has visited countries, he's an indicted war criminal, yet he's visited a number of countries in the world, and yet nobody arrests him. He was a visitor to China several months ago, and nobody seems to care about these women and children that are being bombed, killed, and starved coming out of the Nuba Mountains.
Congressman, can you tell us, in light of the situation with these refugees up there, what is being done to help them? What can be done? What do you hope to do by publicizing your experiences over there?
Well, they need a regular supply of food from the UN. There is some controversy about the location of the camp. The camp has been on one or two occasions bombed. And the UN is trying to move them to another camp, which is not very far from even where they are. And it's in a very swampy area, heavily infested with mosquitoes. And the people in the camp don't want to move. So they need a regular, dependable supply of food. Most UN camps, they give it to them for about 30 days. These people are not getting the reliable and dependable supply. They are getting food, but it's kind of portioned out on a very temporary basis, because I hope the UN wants them to move. Secondly, they're asking for seed. They want to plant a crop. They want to have hoes and some basic tools that they can plant the crop. They even said if they could, they would probably be selling it next year, the crop, to the Dinka that live in the area. And thirdly, they want some means to educate their children. They don't want schools, but they want the equipment that the UN has in that so-called program called School in a Box, because a number of the refugees that are in the camp were teachers. And so they said they could teach out under a tree, if you will. And lastly, I think it's important for the world to know about this and to do something about it. That is to bring Bashir to justice, to stand trial at the Hague, and to put every bit of pressure on everybody to make sure that the Antonov bomber stop. Because if the Antonov bomber continues, all of these problems will continue.